What's up, guys? This is Tony, Six to Midnight Lounge, and my buddy, my ride and die partner, Mr. Junior Valbuena. How are you, senor?
Hey, Tony, what's going on, man?
Oh, all right. All right, all right. It's Friday night.
It's cold.
I have to say it. The wind is blowing out here in Fontana like crazy. It's like a scary movie.
Is the wind chill factor getting to you? This is the weather report. Yeah,
it's like one late night, the monster comes to visit. Shit like that, dude. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was kind of weird because the past couple of days, it was kind of warm. Even like at nighttime, the past two nights, I've woken up feeling like, fuck, it feels hot in here. Why? The next thing you know, it rains this morning and fuck, it's cold right now.
Yeah. Well, supposedly it's gonna rain all weekend, so we'll see how that goes.
Like I said, this is not the weather report. Sorry for one of our listeners who complains that we always talk about the weather, but it is what's going on in the world,
Block out your ears.
It's what's going on in the world, It's like, there's earthquakes that are happening in New York. And people over there are panicking.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Because I saw one of the videos and the lady was like, oh my God, there's an earthquake. It's not supposed to have earthquakes in New York. Why can't they have earthquakes in New York?
Yeah. It's going to happen. It's going to happen,
But is there a specific reason why they're not supposed to have earthquakes?
Is there any fault line? That's the one thing where I kind of learned something. Show so much, I fucking suck at school because I had to take an earth science class, right? And then one part of my class was learning about plateaus and earthquakes, and they show like a map where there's fault lines throughout the whole entire world. And I totally forgot to see that. Is there a fault line near near the East Coast that maybe that's what happened,
But I thought, okay, so maybe I'm stupid, but isn't New York or Manhattan an island?
Yeah.
But then isn't Hawaii an island?
Yes.
Don't they have earthquakes?
Yeah, there's earthquakes everywhere, man. It's like...
But then ladies say New York is not supposed to have earthquakes.
Well, because they're not known for that, It's like, my cousin Danny, he used to live out here for 6 years. He's originally from New York, Just like I'm originally from New York, but I was more raised here in California. So I'm used to it. And when he came out here, and he lived here out here for 6.5 years, he kind of was his first earthquakes. I couldn't understand. He's like, what the hell is that? But then he got used to it. And now he moved back to New York. And then he's all telling people I lived in New York. I lived in California for 6.5 years. Don't panic, people. It's not a big thing, because it's not, if you're used to it, you're used to it. Just us living here, we get a little joke. We just go, oh shit, it's a joke. Okay. Back to what we were doing, unless it's really shaking and things are falling off the roof or falling off the wall, then maybe panic a little bit. But here, we get nice big jolts, and it happens, It's just part of fucking life, It's like for them in New York, they're not used to it. They're used to snowstorms and I think hurricanes and stuff like that. Like us, we're not used to snowstorms because we're more like inland than we are near the mountain. So we're not going to trip out when it comes down to snowstorms or hurricanes, Remember that one time a couple months ago we were going to get they were talking about that hurricane condition that was coming, remember? People were filling up their toilets their bathtubs with water because they feel like, oh my God, our hurricane is going to hit us in Southern California. It's like, it's not. Nothing happened. Just I messaged my cousin, and I told her, I sleep through most of this shit when it happens, Unless it's really bad, then you'll know when it's bad.
Yeah.
The first timers over there, of course, to them is 4.8, and it was in New Jersey, I think, near more New York City. And I guess that's why, they're freaking out. Because, over there, everything around there on that island is high rises,
Yeah.
You look down here, it's not.
I don't know. It just seemed kind of weird. And when she said that on the video, and I was like, "Why do you? It's because you pay more rent. Your rent's higher that you don't have any fucking earthquakes.
You feel like you're above that."
In '94, when they had the the Northridge earthquake or the Whittier one. Yeah. I don't know which one it was in 94, but it was like really bad. Mm-hmm. How old were you for that one?
94. I was probably like maybe 19, 20 years old.
Three.
Three. Imagine if I was three, I was born in 91. I'd be a youngster right now.
I remember. Was it 94? No, it wasn't 94.
I don't know.
87. Was the Northridge earthquake.
Yeah, because I remember that was during like, wasn't like the World Series going on that one time or something?
All I remember is I was a junior in high school and that shit went down. Mm-hmm. And I remember coming home to the house and the lady next door was freaking out because they weren't from here. Mm-hmm. They were from like New Mexico or somewhere out far, out that way, right?
Yeah.
They weren't East Coast, but they weren't either in the South. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
And she was freaking out. Her and her husband slept on the front lawn because she couldn't sleep inside the house because she was afraid that the house was going to tumble on her. And I think 2 days later, the husband came over and said that they packed up their truck and they were leaving back to their old hometown because she couldn't take it anymore. Mm-hmm. Because I think after that, there was just like little tremors.
Yeah.
And she couldn't handle it.
Well,
we find out 2 days later that they both were in a car accident on the highway and they both died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So when I heard that, I was like, damn, they were supposed to die of an earthquake. They were supposed to die somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean, it's like that movie. What's that movie about, like, you know, death chases you and stuff like that?
Final Destination.
Yeah, Final Destination. It's almost like that, you know. It's like you think you're supposed to die in something like that, but in reality, you die doing something else, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's death is already designed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really like to talk about that. But, like, back to the earthquake thing. Don't get me wrong. It's like, yeah, earthquakes are kind of scary. I mean, but we're so used to it because, you know, I've lived out here most of my life in Southern California. But when I saw that Northridge earthquake and when that bridge collapsed and, like, all the cars were crushed.
Oh, the one in the 14?
Yeah, I don't know.
The 14 or the 5 freeway?
I don't know.
Are you talking about San Francisco's 808?
I don't know. It's just, I just saw, like, it was like a long time ago. It's like when the bridge, like, you know, like the bridge collapsed and cars were stuck underneath and were like squashed.
Yeah, that was in Frisco.
Yeah, so that kind of freaked me the fuck out because it's like every time I've, like, you know, on the freeway and I go over an overpass and there's traffic, yeah. Uh-huh. And I'm underneath that, I always tell myself, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I don't even, I freak out because, you know, yeah, earthquakes do happen. Yeah, it is what it is, but I don't, like, want to be smashed, you know?
Right.
And that's why every time, like, you know, traffic or anywhere underneath any type of bridge or anything, like, I want to get past it. You know, I don't want to have anything on top of me.
Or,
you know?
Or a bridge, period.
Yeah, or a bridge, period, like what we were talking about last episode, you know, about bridges, yeah. And stuff like that. And it's like my sister, she's like, you know, we moved out here to California when we left New York. We left New York. We went to Columbia. We stayed there for about, I think, a year or so. And we moved out here, I think, in 80 or 81, right before my brother was born, because my brother was born in 82. So okay. We've been living here this whole entire life. So close to over 40 years, you know, we lived out here in Southern California. To yeah. This day, my sister, every time there's an earthquake, she wigs out. She freaks out. She gets all scared. She's, you know, she calls to see how everybody's doing. Well, she's crying. And sometimes, you know, when we got older, like there was like a little jolt, you know, okay, you can feel that. Let me check up on my sister. I call her up and she's like, oh, I'm fine. It's like she freaks out about it. It's almost you know, yeah, it's like okay, let's just say, like in California, majority of us people like that we live, you know, either we live in a one story house or a two story house or one story apartment or a two story apartment, right? Three stories, yeah. Most, right? In Southern California, where the apartments are. But now they're building them a little bit more high. But anyways, it's like if your second floor building on top of you falls on top of you, yeah, it sucks. But I'd rather not have like, freaking, if I'm on the fifth floor and there's 30 more stories above me.
Oh, shit, right?
Yeah, you fuck it, you're gone. It might as well just fucking, like, count it a life, you know? It's like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think here in California, it's almost like, if I'm living on a one story and something happens, okay, might be able to get out. The second story apartment falls on top of me. Like, hopefully, like, you know, I survive, get underneath the table or something, and they'll rescue me and stuff like that. But if you're living, yeah, like, somewhere with a high rise and you're on the bottom floor,
you're pretty much fucked. Happen.
You're pretty much fucked, you know?
Yes, I got you to say the F word. Hold on. Let me put that down.
Shit. I totally forgot.
But that's like the fire engines. Their ladder on the trucks only reached the 10th floor. So just for everybody to know, anything past the 10th floor, you're pretty much effed. So try to rent below the 10th floor and below.
Yeah, and if you freak out, just like, you know, maybe like get up and like try to walk outside. They say, right, stay away from power lines. Yeah, it's true. Stay away from power lines. But like, you know, if you have like so many stories above you, try to like, you know, walk your way out, you know, into an open space.
Or keep looking up. Make sure nobody jumps out of their building and then smashes you at the same time and you're dead.
Well, I hope they're not jumping up because of an earthquake. I hope, because even if like, let's just say the house is like places on fire. Maybe I can understand that. But I saw that, like, you know, on the news. What, was it in New York that, like there was, like, a water broke, pipe broke, and water was coming out of a freaking, like, I forgot what story of a building was today. I saw it on the news. I don't pay attention to the news that much. I just saw something like that.
Yeah, I saw the tail end of it, but I don't know if it was here or over there.
Okay. I thought
maybe. But I did see the water shooting out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a lot of water.
Oh, yeah, I mean. Like I said, earthquakes are a part of life. You know, people say this shouldn't happen here. Yeah, it should. Like, I'm not saying it shouldn't happen in New York. It just hasn't happened yet.
Right. Exactly.
That's the whole point. It hasn't happened yet. You know.
Yeah. I just trip out on how many Japan has.
Oh yeah, like that's somewhere I don't want. I would never want to live in Japan because they have it all the time. You know.
Yeah, it's like a common cold over there.
Or if you're in Hawaii, because they get that too. They have volcanoes over there too, and they get tsunamis. So, like, Japan and Hawaii, they're fun places to visit. I don't think I'd want to ever live there.
Right.
Yeah, because Hawaii gets tsunamis, flood, you know, volcanoes, fires. Like that one island in Hawaii, like last year, caught on fire and stuff like that. Shit happens. It's Mother Nature is a motherfucker. Right. Does that count as an F word? I put it.
Yeah, it is. It does count.
I'm gonna be broke. Anyways,
right. Too funny. Too funny.
There you go.
Too funny. God damn it.
Write that down.
But yeah. So that's our little ditty for the earthquakes. I was just wondering because it's kind of weird. Like I said, for the lady to say that there's not supposed to be earthquakes over there. I'm like, what, are you better than us? What's going on?
Damn New Yorkers, they think they're better.
Right. You see any movies lately?
Oh, I went today.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, because I haven't been to the theater in the past couple of weeks because ever since we got the dog, we don't want to like leave it here by itself. It's still a puppy and it shits and pisses everywhere. And we don't want to cage him up. We kind of want to let him roam free. And there's been times I've walk away, you know, for about like, you know, like maybe 10 minutes and I'll come back and like, dude, pee on your pad. Dude, why'd you shit there?
You're telling me to, I came home yesterday and the office door was open.
Yeah.
And I looked in and I had 5 pieces of shit from the front door all the way to my desk. And I'm like, really? Are you lost? Why'd you take a shit from my fucking desk to the fucking door?
It's just dogs, man. That's just how they are, dude. So, I'm trying to get pissed. I mean, I look at him and I tell him, dude, what are you doing? Go over there and I'll pick him up and I'll tell him, you're supposed to do this, your business here and stuff like that. But, you know,
yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Probably not, you know. But anyways, we haven't been going to be able to go to the theater today. So today I was able to, like, you know, get out of the house, you know, with my daughter because I feel bad for her because we didn't do nothing this whole entire week because she's on on spring break.
Before you say the movie, you have that pass, right? You have the monthly pass for the movies?
Yeah, the AMC pass, yeah.
So if you don't go, you get two passes a month?
No, you get three movies a week.
Three. So what about if you don't go 1 week? Do you lose them?
Yeah, they just starts over again, you know. It's like you get like 12 movies for the month, you know. So you get three movies a week, so 12 for the month, you know. Like whatever movie, 3D, like IMAX, you know. It's the AMC one.
I only pay, so like, you don't go for a whole month, then you just paid for nothing.
Well, yeah, you know, there's been times where there's been nothing there, but like it's the same thing with gym memberships. Not many people have gym memberships and they don't go and they're paying for nothing. That's how gyms stay in business, because they want the people like me who get a gym membership and don't go because they're just getting free money.
If I had a gym membership, I'd go all the time.
Well, get a gym membership.
Well, it's to Jim's Burgers, I mean.
No, yeah, it's true. But like, yeah, if I don't, yeah, there's been times I don't go, like, you know, okay, yeah, but you're looking at $24 a month that I pay, $24, $25 a month, right? Mm-hmm. For 12 movies. You know how much a regular ticket costs? I'm like,
fucking like $16, dude.
Like $16. You know, you that's watch ridiculous. Two movies. Yeah, you watch two movies. That's a deal. It. Yeah, I might not. Yeah, if I don't go 3 weeks in a row, maybe I'll catch two movies during one weekend, you know, and it pays for itself, you know, and you get like, you know, it's almost like AMC should be freaking sponsoring us now, because I'm talking good about them. But sometimes their service sucks, because it's like I've gone to an AMC theater, it's kind of run down a tiny bit. They need to upgrade their chairs a bit, or clean a little more, or have hot cheese for your nachos. Sometimes it's lukewarm. Yeah.
Put it in your pocket.
It's like, you know, it was like, yeah, one time I got nachos and I opened up the cheese and it was kind of lukewarm. And I threw it away. What a waste, you know. That's my only complaint, you know, about the AMC theaters. But like I said, I went today with my kid and we saw Ghostbusters. The fourth one? Is it the fourth one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was it?
It wasn't that good.
No?
I thought it was corny. It's almost like they're trying to plan.
They're just cranking them out now.
I hope that this is the last one. I think it might be. That's what I heard, because it didn't do that well. It's just like they were just playing on nostalgia. Like, you know, too much on like the trying to like, you know, bring up, hey, I remember that from that. I remember that from the first one.
I remember
that from the second one. Something like that. And then the original cast, you know, it shows up in this movie like they kind of did in the last one, towards the end of the last one.
Yeah.
So they're a little bit more in this one. But it's like, that's where they were trying to hold off on, you know, trying to, like, you know, get the old fans from the first two to come see this one. And it was just corny. It just, I wasn't amused. I thought it was like, okay, don't make another one. And the thing is, because Ivan Reitman, I think the guy
who created it,
he passed away.
Yeah. You know?
And I think they were doing it for him. And his son, I think, is the one that directed the last one. But I don't think he directed this one.
Oh, okay.
I think maybe that's why it lacked for me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it wasn't that good. You know, like, I give it, like, maybe they were trying too hard on, like, silly jokes. You know, Paul Rudd is just a character. You know,
yeah.
It's like... And like bringing the kids, and the kid that's in Stranger Things, he's now like freaking an adult man. He's too corny. It wasn't that good. I was looking forward to it when I saw the trailer. Like, the trailer came out, I think, a month and a half ago. Mm-hmm. I was interested to see that. Oh, this looks pretty good. And I heard the reviews. I'm like, oh man, this is gonna suck. But went to see it. My kid liked it.
Yeah.
But I was like, we should have gone and seen Kong versus Godzilla, which I still want to see. Yeah, so yeah, that's the only thing I saw, you know.
Did you ever see One Love?
What's One Love?
With Bob Marley?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Did you like it?
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It was not the greatest, but it was entertaining, you know.
Right. Well, it's supposed to be it's his biopic. It's not.
Well, it wasn't really a biopic. I think it was more of a biopic of a certain time in its life. You know, they show they show flashes of him in his youth, but I wanted a little bit more, like, you know, him starting off. They were just doing little flashbacks in this movie. But yeah. The One Love by Bob Marley was just more of a certain like couple of years in his life, you know.
Where they were trying to assassinate him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Entertaining, but you know, I mean, wasn't the greatest of biopics movies I've seen. I think I was more I liked more Bohemian Rhapsody, you know, than I did this one. But
I never asked you, how did you like the Ryan Reynolds Will Ferrell Christmas movie on Apple?
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it? Really? You didn't like it? I thought it was
corny too.
Yeah.
The whole thing about singing
Christmas, dude.
Yeah, but I thought it was, I mean, Will Ferrell is, I don't know, he's losing, in my opinion, what it is to be funny. Because a couple of his last movies were like, not that great, you know?
Which ones?
Well, I mean, let me pull it up here, like, you know, his IMDb.
Did you like Other Guys?
Other Guys was good. Step Brothers was good, you know.
Yeah.
It's just,
I didn't, you know what I didn't care for were his Anchorman ones.
No, I liked the first one.
Did you? No, I didn't even finish watching the first one.
The first one is a classic. The second one is not that great.
Okay.
The second one's not that great. Like, I mean, Will Ferrell is good, like Elf, Anchorman, you know, Step Brothers, you know. You know, Blades of Glory is kind of corny. I've never seen Talladega Nights all the way.
Yeah, neither have I.
Yeah, so I mean, I just never really like, you know. I mean, I got it for free when I got my PlayStation 3, when I bought it. The Blu-ray came with a PlayStation 3.
Oh, Talladega Nights?
Yeah, and I don't think I've ever opened it.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah.
What other one? Did you like House?
The one about them opening of a casino and they're about their room.
Yeah, their house? That one was funny. I liked that one.
Yeah, that was okay.
Especially the what is he, the Indian guy?
I only saw it one time. Yeah, I only saw it one time. Right now, I'm just like too busy, like, you know, on a wrestling tip right now because WrestleMania is this weekend.
Oh, here we go. Who are you dressing up for this weekend?
I'm not dressing up as nothing, but I'm just looking forward to it because it's.
You're gonna dress up as The Rock.
I got the bald head, but not the body.
You're gonna wear a black Speedo.
Yeah, I'm like more the Dirt Clog, not The Rock.
And you're gonna do his horrible acting. F the script. You didn't like it. F the script. That's all he says.
No, but like, okay, for someone who likes Lucha Libre and you collect Lucha Libre, Luchador masks, you know, like, you know, that's wrestling.
It is, but it's totally different wrestling.
Yeah, but like
this yours is wrestling, more talk, where mine are more acrobatic, flying through the air, running across the top rope of the ring.
Different. Okay, but then you haven't seen it like lately because there's some wrestlers on there that are bringing that type of like, you know, Luchador wrestling into WWE, and there's like a match this weekend. You know, you've heard of Rey Mysterio, right?
Yeah, he came from his dad came from our end.
Yeah, so he does some of those acrobatic stuff, and he's got like a stable of wrestlers that are from the Luchador, you know, like wrestling that are in WWE, and those guys are like high flying and like, oh wow, look at that happening! Like, you know, it's interesting, dude. I hope you come over this weekend, man, to watch it. You know, because it's gonna be fun. This is one thing I tell my wife. She likes Housewives of whatever state or county or city. Mm-hmm. That's her soap opera.
Yeah.
Wrestling to me, this type of wrestling, the entertainment is my soap opera. Yeah, because the scripts are so funny. It's so like, you know, corny. But the hits and the slaps and the drops and the stuff that they take, that's real. That's real, you know. So, like, you know, yeah, it's entertaining, dude. It's like, you know, I don't know why you don't like it. I mean,
it's not that I don't like it. It's like when you and your brother Andrew start watching it and you guys get all crazy, then you start getting me and throwing me on the floor. And
No.
You both are jumping on top of me.
I don't do that.
I feel like Vince Vaughn and Tim McGraw, like in that Christmas movie where they're fighting with the brothers and shit.
Yeah.
And John Favreau.
That doesn't happen. Nope. No, but it's cool, dude. It's like it's really like it's entertaining because the Rock's back and he's acting like a heel. He's acting like an asshole. And there's like he's beating up the baby face of the company that everybody wants to win,
That's funny.
a guy named Cody Rhodes, and he broke out his weight belt and he was smacking the shit out of
Yeah,
this
that's
guy.
the one
Like,
I was talking about, and he's like,
yeah.
F the script.
It's like, and it's kind of funny because I think earlier in the week, he came on at, I think they were in Brooklyn, and he showed something on the teleprompter to everybody in the arena, and it was like, people like tick like using TikTok or Instagram to videotape their kids watching like the guy that everybody's rooting for is this guy Cody Rhodes because they
Yeah.
want him to be the champion, and The Rock's beating the crap out of him, smacking him around with a belt and bloodying him
Yeah,
up,
I
and
saw that.
you see the
I
little
saw
kids
that
all
scene.
crying.
I saw that scene on Instagram, and I posted a note, and I put, "Oh my God, can somebody stop The Rock and take him to acting classes?"
It's just funny, man, because it's like kids don't know, that it's yeah, it's fake. Yeah, they all like each other, they all respect each other backstage or whatever. But these little kids are like, oh, they're crying, and why is he here? I don't never want to see Moana ever again.
Funny.
It's fucking funny, but yeah, it's cool, dude. I mean, I'm enjoying getting back into this stuff because it's entertainment for me, and I like to watch it. That's like last year for WrestleMania when they were here in California. My brother's girlfriend, gave him
Guys
like
all
tickets
went.
for his birthday, and we all went last year, man. Me, the wife, my brother, and his lady, we went. It was a great time, man. Just being
You
around
guys
that
all dressed
crowd.
up. You
We
guys all
didn't dress
dressed
up,
up.
man, but it was something cool for me. It was my birthday too, because like me and my
I
brother were
thought
so
Andrew
excited.
dressed up as Ultimate Warrior.
No, my brother's favorite wrestler is Bret Hart.
You got to dress up as Mike Foley.
Mick Foley, not Mike
Mick,
Foley.
see, that's I don't even know. I don't even know.
It's
Or
fun, dude. It's fun.
George the Animal Steel.
George Animal Steel. You could be George the Animal Steel and shave your head.
Gonna be the Honky Tonk Man.
The Honky Tonk Man. Hey, you have a guitar.
Yeah, I do. See,
Nah,
I do know
anyway.
him. I do. I'm throwing you old ones, old school
Yeah,
characters.
I remember that. Like, yeah, I remember that. I was like growing up watching that stuff. I mean, I fell off of it in like the mid to late 2000s, and I barely got back into it. Lately, just like the past 2 years watching it, it's cool, dude. It's entertainment. That's what it is. It's fun entertainment. But
That's good.
anyways, yeah. So that's what's up for the weekend, and yeah.
All right. That's Saturday and Sunday, huh?
Saturday and Sunday, man, be a
Two
fun-filled
fun whole
weekend at my
nights.
brother's. Two fun whole nights.
Two fun whole
Hope you can
nights.
make it, man. Hope you can make
We'll
it.
see. If it rains, forget it.
It's not gonna rain.
F the rain, dude. I can't drive in the rain. I hate it when people think it's normal to drive in the rain at 85 miles an hour.
Oh yeah, because like last weekend, my niece, she needed to go to my brother's place, because she needed to do something about like the financing of her car, and my brother needed to take her to the bank. So she was supposed to go last Saturday. And it was just pouring rain. So, my brother told my niece, like, don't come because he doesn't want her to drive in the rain. But I told her, I'll take you because you want to take care of, this business. You don't want any, like you didn't make a payment on your car. Now you got something bad on your credit. I told her, well, I'll
Of
take
course.
you. We're driving on the freeway, and my car was hydroplaning because it was hitting
Oh, yeah, dude.
certain spots. Yeah, and it's no, good thing I drove, and good thing that she didn't, because if she did, she probably would have freaked out. And yeah, so it's like I was kind of teaching her, like, when you go on the freeway, just who gives a shit who's driving fast, who's like behind you, and they get by you and they give you the look like you're driving too slow. And in rain, take your
Yeah.
time, or get off, or just go the long way and just go on the regular basic streets. Yeah, but my car was hydroplaning, and it's kind of scary, it's like, because it was raining hard, and then all of a sudden, we're trying to get to my brother's, we have to exit a couple of exits before the exit we're supposed to get off on, because
Yeah.
there was like an accident, fire truck here, fire truck there, get off on the freeway, another fire truck, an ambulance, like, who knows what happened, hope nobody got hurt, but yeah, it's just dangerous, I want this rain and this cold weather to kind of go away.
Yeah.
Bring on the spring warmness and the summertime, even though the summertime's gonna be hot. But yeah,
Sorry,
just
no
bring on
shit.
that weather, because it's too cold right now.
That's too fucking, it gets too effing hot, dude.
Oh, where you live?
Yeah, well, everywhere here. I'd be
Yeah,
miserable.
but would you rather be in the cold or the heat?
The cold.
I'd rather be in the
Because
heat.
at least you can put layers on. You can't take that many clothes off without getting arrested. Am I right? Am I right or am I right?
True, that's true, but I do that at home.
Sick. You're sick.
I do that at home.
That's on your fat your dad's page. Your only dad's page.
My only dad's page, which is only $9.99 for this month. We have a special going on.
Wow.
So click the subscribe page.
9.99. No, I keep mine at 29.95. Just keep them guessing. What they want to watch. I think next week, next month, I'll be charging by the pound.
Oh, you're gonna be rich.
With one person.
Hey, that's all you need. That's
Right.
all you need. Hey, real quick, because you probably haven't even watched the show, and have you watched Shogun yet?
No, I have it on my list to watch
Dude,
it.
it's a good show. I was about to
You
say
like
that
it?
for right now. It's a good show. It's a you have to read you have to pay attention to it. You can't be on your phone, you can't be distracted with the kids knocking on the door or any you need to sit down and watch it and read the subtitles because it's in Japanese. There's only one person, there's only like maybe two or three people that speak English throughout the whole entire show, or maybe
Yeah.
four. But it's majority of the whole entire show is in Japanese, and you have to read the subtitles to understand it. It's a
Oh, okay.
freaking great show. It's a good show, dude.
Nice.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. Watch it because it's really good. I mean, I never saw the original back in the 80s, because I do remember it was on because when I was a kid, it was on TV, but I never really watched it. And it's kind of funny because the main character back in the 80s, Richard Chamberlain, he's a gay guy right now.
Is he
He
really?
played yeah, Richard Chamberlain? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think he's gay because remember in Chuck and Larry, he was gay?
Fuck. I just thought he was playing the character.
No, I think he is gay,
What did he have a dick in his mouth?
You're stupid.
Maybe he's a method actor. Oh, so it's supposed to be like the TV show?
Oh, I don't remember the TV show. I didn't see it. But yeah, Richard Chamberlain is a homosexual.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that why it's called Shogun? To show me your gun.
Show me your gun.
Show me your gun. Show me your gun.
Show me your samurai sword.
He bends over you.
No,
Just stab me. Just stab me.
no, but no, but it's a good show. Watch it. Highly recommend it.
Okay. Yeah, I have it on my to-do list.
Yeah.
I think I just finished a week ago or 2 weeks ago. Joe Pickett and then Bass Reeves, and it's like I don't want to start a series yet. I don't
I
want
can't
to
do
commit.
that. You tell me these shows are good. You've seen Yellowstone, right? Or have you seen it?
I seen. Some well, no, I'm like I haven't seen Yellowstone as of yet. I'm still on what is it, 1809 or 1893?
18 something,
Yeah, I'm still on that one, and it's dragging. So I actually haven't gone back and watched any more episodes on that.
I don't know. It's just, I can't. It's hard for me to get into shows about Westerns,
I love Westerns.
No, I mean, the only Western that I really like is Tombstone.
Well, yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah, I mean that's only like real Western I've really seen that I really enjoy. What's on TV? I got it
Have
on
you seen
DVD.
The Magnificent Seven?
The original or the new one with
No, the
Denzel
one
Washington?
with Matt Damon. Who
Yeah,
else?
is that the one with Denzel Washington?
Is
Yeah,
it
Matt
maybe?
Damon's
Yeah.
in that one. Isn't that Chris Pratt?
Oh, Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I have that on my I have that, but I've never seen it.
That's a good one. You have to Is watch it? it. Yeah.
No, it's based on, like, you know, the, like, the original
one. The original one.
Yeah. But that's also based on Seven Samurai.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did. I think you're the one that even told me that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing is I can't get into cowboy, like, movies.
But it's, and the Seven Samurai, they're
samurais.
They're samurais, but they're traveling to make sushi. In the cowboy one, they're traveling to make hot dogs.
Isn't it barbecue, probably? Barbecue. No, but it's just the thing, like, because, you know, like, okay, Yellowstone's a very popular show. Everybody's always trying to watch it. Everybody's telling me, you like The Godfather? The Godfather movies? Yeah, like, I love The Godfather. It's one of my favorite movies. Okay, do you love Sons of Anarchy? Yeah, I like that show. It's really awesome. Like, then you'll love this show. It's basically, you know, the mafia, but as cowboys, you know, it's, I love this show. Everybody tells me, like, to watch it. And I was having a discussion the other day at the bar with my brother, and we ran into a buddy of ours. And the bartender, also, like, you know, the young lady came up to and started talking. We're talking about shows and all that stuff. And she was telling us to watch Yellowstone. And I was like, okay, I heard people tell me to watch it. I just haven't got into watching it. I know it's a good show. I'm kind of intrigued, and maybe I'll watch it one of these days. But I can, like I said, never get into the cowboy show, because that's why I don't – that show has turned people into the whole cowboy theme, you know, the whole cowboy stuff, you know.
Lisa and I saw the first episode. And when I saw a bit of the trailer, I thought it was an actual cowboy movie, like a series. Actually had cars and trucks in it.
Oh, it takes place in, like, today's time. But then I got the 18-something and the 1920-something. Those are more cowboy-filled, you know.
Right, and that's what I was like, oh, there, it's like today cowboys. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of like, I'll watch it later. Yeah, and Lisa doesn't really like to watch series. She'll watch a movie. Mm-hmm. And that's even hard for me to get her to do, because she's always on her phone doing the TikTok and Instagram.
Oh. Yeah, fuck, are you tired?
No.
You ought to donate $5 every time you yawn.
I was just stretching.
Okay. Remember, I got backlash last week on our email from our nice, you know, listener, you know, telling me that I said F this and F that. I'm trying to control that, and I'm trying to complain about my life. I'm trying to get a therapy session, and you need to stop yawning.
I didn't take a little nappy today. That's why.
No, but back to the whole cowboy thing. It's like everybody's on this cowboy trip now, that everybody's all into, like, you know, getting a cowboy hat and getting cowboy boots and listening to country music, you know. And this is not, like I said, the show's never been about talking shit. We talk truth. Yeah. I look at my brother-in-law. All of a sudden, he's listening to country music. And I asked him, when did you ever start listening to country music? And then you could tell he's lying. Oh, I've always listened to country music. No, he hasn't,
because I listened to country music way back when. And when I think one time I came with, I wasn't wearing a cowboy hat, but I was wearing like a farmer baseball cap.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he asked me, he goes, oh, where'd you get that at? And I was like, oh, I bought it here. I go, why, you like country music? And he's like, no, not really, but your hat is pretty cool.
Yeah, all of a sudden, like, you know, he's like, my brother-in-law's all into, like, country music. He took his daughter to go see that. The one guy that, he's so popular right now.
So something Wallen.
Something like Morgan Wallen. Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, he's too poppy for me.
Yeah, but isn't he the one that said the N-word? They caught him saying the N-word when he was drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what I said one time. I'm like, didn't that guy say the N-word when he was drunk? And then somebody told me, I'm like, well, that's an invasion of his privacy. They should not have done that. It doesn't matter, invasion of his privacy or not. He said the N-word when he was drunk. Because when you're drunk, you tell the truth.
Right, exactly.
But then he got a lot of backlash. But I think that backlash made him more popular. That's what I heard. But yeah, so my brother-in-law is like, he took my niece to go see him. Now my niece is on the whole country tip, and so is my sister-in-law, and they're going to what's a concert series that's most famous about
in Vegas? Is it
no, it's a stagecoach, right?
Yeah, that's in Vegas.
Okay, yeah, so I think they're going, I don't know when that is, but when have they ever been into country music? It's like everybody's on this, you know, this thing,
Right.
like, you know, it's like the hip thing to do now, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a trend, you know. Unlike you, because I know you've listened to country music and all that stuff. Like my brother's lady, she's always been into country music, but she doesn't put on the cowboy hat or put on the boots or anything like that. It's just like even for my brother-in-law's birthday this past year when he turned 50, all of a sudden, late notice, they wanted to go to a country bar. And like, but I'm not into country music or that type of lifestyle. I respect it. To me, country music is cool. It's R&B with a twang to it.
Yeah, you know, baseball with the cowboy hat, the cowboy shirt, the jeans, and the cowboy boots. You know that kind what that's dress called, right?
What is it?
That's ranch dressing.
Ranch. Stupid. No, but it's just too funny to me. It's like, you know, like I see pictures, you know, my brother-in-law's wearing a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
And I've seen him a couple times with cowboy boots. It's almost like, are you cosplaying? It's like,
dude, and if you saw the program, the one, Joe Pickett.
Okay.
The guy, what's his name? The comedian Gear that came out in Living Color. He came out in Jumanji as a cop.
Oh, David Allen Greer.
David Allen Greer.
Yeah.
He has a white beard. He has a cowboy hat. He looks like Mondo, dude. It's hilarious.
He looks like an overly tan Mondo.
Right. Like, his kidneys are hurting Mondo. Because he's dark. Like George Lopez.
It's just, to me, it's just ridiculous. That's like, you know, I mean, I don't know, like the whole fad thing. I was like, all of a sudden, you're like 100 into it. You go full on in, you know, you throw in your card, you're full on in. Like,
yeah,
like, I got to get the cowboy hat. I got to get the buckle. I'm going to wear the flannels more now. I'm going to wear, like, you know, the cowboy boots. I'm going to listen to
the Carhartt jackets.
Yeah, the music now. I was like, yeah, my brother, like, when he drives a Jeep and all that stuff, you know, but all of a sudden he's all into the cowboy thing. My sister-in-law's into the cowboy thing. Their friends are into the cowboy thing. It's almost like they're just following the trend. And within a short time, it's going to phase itself out to those people that jumped on the bandwagon, unlike other people who like listen to it and all about it and deep into it. It's not a fad. It's not a phase to them. It's going to be a phase to these people. You know, because the cowboy stuff got more popular because of Yellowstone, because of the main, like the character who's the tough guy. I don't know his name.
He's all in black.
Yeah, he's all in black. You know, like, you know, that made that show really popular because of, you know, the character that he is, and everybody was jumping on that bandwagon to be like Rip. That's his name, right? Rip?
I don't know, dude.
Something like that. Then Rip. But it's just hilarious to me that, you know, that I see my brother-in-law and his friends are always talking about the times I hung out with them, talking about hip-hop music, and they're blasting like NWA and the Killswitch here and N-Word there.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, like, don't break my heart. And even they'll listen to that, but it's like, that's what they're listening to country music. And it's like,
right?
it's like one day you see me and my brother walk in and we're listening to banda music. And we said, hey, Tony, we got tickets to Los Bukis and Tigres del Norte. We should go.
Right.
And you can see me, and my brother, say, wearing
no, I'm good.
Well, here, Tony, we got you a pair of tight jeans to wear with a belt buckle and some cowboy boots. Learn to do the quebradita.
Hell no.
Yeah, so it's almost like it's like jumping on a trend. If something's cool, that's cool. I mean, I'll listen a bit. It's almost like full on, they just decided to like change, you know?
Right.
Hey, but all power to them.
But you know what? It's probably they're searching their youth too. They're trying to get their youth back. They're trying to get their youth back.
Yeah, I mean, but there's a time to do it. You know, it's like in my opinion, they've completely gone to that type of lifestyle. What I've seen and what they posted. Unlike me, I like the geek culture. I like the superhero stuff. I like the comic conventions. But I'm not walking around, you know, in a cloak with a lightsaber walking around, you know?
Dude, the last time Annette told me that she had to argue with you because you were walking around in your stormtrooper outfit.
I don't have a stormtrooper outfit. You're full of lies. Quit telling lies.
With your lightsaber and your cloak.
But I don't know. It's just funny to me. It just maybe shakes my head. Like, quit following a trend.
You're doing that lair. And it has to chase you because you go to lair.
Yeah, it's like you listen to country music, but you're not like, you're staying true to who you are. You still listen to this music that you like, and you're not trying to change your lifestyle around like some people that I know that are doing it. And this is not a complaining thing. So sorry.
Well, for instance, the country music that I like is more country outlaw music, mm-hmm. like Aaron Lewis. Aaron Lewis just came out with a new album on Friday. Friday night, I listened to the whole album. The whole album sucks. Am I going to go back and listen to it again? No. But I'll listen to his old stuff because I like his old stuff.
Okay. The funny thing about Aaron Lewis is like he used to be part of a hard rock group, right?
Right. Well, he still is. They still tour with – he still tours with Staind. And he does the country music at the same time.
It's almost like Hootie.
Yeah.
Like yeah. Hootie was more like pop rock, and then next thing you know, I hear him like playing country music. Great voice,
mm-hmm.
You know. But aren't they from Nashville? And aren't they from Nashville?
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah. So that to me, it's okay that he went to country music because he's from there. It's like you look at Kid Rock. Kid Rock's from Detroit. Back then, mm-hmm. Before he became Kid Rock the rapper, he was like an underground in the South. Rapper. Yeah. But all of a sudden now he's
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
He's all Lynyrd Skynyrd looking, and what happened to the hip hop? What happened to
it's
just to me, it's like
it's whatever pays more. Let's do it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, but you'll never see me changing. I'm into music that makes me feel good. No matter what it is. I mean, I've listened to some country music. That's pretty good. I listen to it, but I'm not going to change who I am. I'll continue to. I'm a fan of that guy. Oh, he sounds pretty good. Oh, I'm cool. This and this and that. But I'm not going to like, here you go. Got myself some cowboy boots. Got myself a cowboy hat.
Yeah, I've been listening to country music, I want to say, since I was 40. 13 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you, like I said, I've never seen you with a cowboy hat
or boots. I would never wear a cowboy hat. That would never go on my head.
Yeah, so because that's why
I'm not a cowboy. I'm not a cowboy.
Yeah, it's like, and like I said, not talking shit, talking truth. My brother-in-law would not know anything about how to work on a ranch because I don't think he's ever done a single day of manual labor in his life, so him picking up a shovel or picking up I don't think he'd be able to do it.
I agree with you on that one.
Yeah. I'm more living a cowboy lifestyle here in this house, being in the backyard shoveling trenches and fixing this and carrying lumber. I'm more living a cowboy lifestyle.
Right.
My brother-in-law, maybe I should get myself a cowboy hat.
Would it fit on that big old noggin of yours?
I hope so.
We have to get one of those foam ones, those big giant foam ones.
Anyways. Yeah. But, real quick, what's your opinion? I know you're not into basketball and stuff like that, but did you hear about LeBron James' kid? He's leaving school to go to the NBA.
He's coming out of freshman year.
Yeah.
Into the NBA because LeBron wants to play with him. But I don't know, dude. I think that's more selfish on LeBron's part because he's not letting his son get developed. He's too young. He's too young to play in the NBA.
No, he could come out now because he played 1 year.
I know he can do it, but mentally, I don't think he – mentally, I know there's kids that come out – who came out in high school?
No, it hasn't been a while because they put in the rule that you have to at least have 1 year out of high school.
But there has been, right? But
there has been. But there's times where some guys have failed.
But see, at a freshman level, I don't think your maturity is there. You're playing with grown men. And you're playing with men that this is their lifeline with their money.
Yeah.
And they're going to F you up.
Yeah, but you know, like his son has been around like pro players, and I think maybe pickup games that we've never seen before. I just don't think that he's ready. I just think there's too much pressure on him because he has the name. He's LeBron
Yeah.
James Jr., you know,
Oh
that's
yeah,
why they call
I
him
agree
Bron.
with you. I
And that's the
totally agree with
worst.
you.
That's the worst thing that LeBron James ever did to that kid by naming him after him. You know, he could have called himself like Mike James, you know. But you gave him LeBron James Jr. because every dad wants to name their kid after him, and so they could be a junior and all that stuff. You know, it's like, but there was too much pressure. They're like Michael Jordan. They ever named his sons Michael Jordan? You know, and his
Does he
sons
have a
have
son?
different names. Yeah, Michael Jordan has two sons. They weren't that good. They played college ball, but they weren't like big
Who
time recruits.
has a son? What basketball player has a son? I'm just asking. There's nothing bad about it. It's okay to be
Right.
gay, and the dude's gay.
I don't know.
Is it Magic Johnson's son?
Oh yeah, Magic Johnson. Yeah, Magic Johnson's son's gay. Yeah,
Okay,
full
that's
on
who I
gay.
saw at the crypto arena.
Yeah, but he didn't name him. I don't, did he name him Irvin Johnson Jr.? I don't know, but
He
the thing
named
is,
them
it's like,
Magic Fingers.
yeah, but I'm just thinking to myself, it's like I think the problem is that a lot of people hate LeBron. They don't like him. They think he's a crybaby. They think he complains too much. And I think that sucks for this kid that
But
he
so does
thinks.
does it but doesn't that other guy from fucking the Golden State, isn't he a crybaby too?
Which one?
The one that throws the three pointers.
Oh no, Stephen Curry? No, he's not a crybaby. Like my
Isn't
nephew listens to this show, and he's probably gonna say something. No, Steph Curry doesn't cry. If he complains, it's yeah, just like it's because maybe he didn't get a foul call. But LeBron James cries about everything all the time, and that's why he's
Damon likes Golden State Warriors?
yeah, he's a big fan. Yeah, that's his
Fuck
team.
the Golden State Warriors.
You'll get a comment. You'll probably get an email from him telling you something. No, but back to LeBron James' son. This kid is getting a lot of hate because a lot of people hate his dad. And last year when he got chosen to be a McDonald's All-American, I don't think he should have got that because a lot of people are saying that, oh, he only got that because
Was that.
LeBron, of his dad, and all that stuff. And people are, and he even said so himself, even LeBron James one time said that my son is better than half of the NBA right now. That's all
So that's
for him.
okay. So now that he's going into the NBA, do you think he's going to get special treatment? You think he's going to be more pressure on him from all the teams or the team that he's going
There,
to go to?
there's. It all depends if a team is worth willing to take the risk of using a pick on someone that hasn't really proven themselves yet. They might be
Right.
picking him on potential, but a lot of guys, and that goes for basketball, goes for baseball, goes for football, goes for hockey. A lot of
Right.
young guys get picked for their potential. There
Right.
were some guys that got picked ahead of Kobe Bryant because they didn't like some people think like, oh,
Yeah,
when Charlotte
I
picked him
remember.
up and then the Lakers traded for him, they got him because of the potential that he might be. Could have
Yeah.
been a bust, maybe became a superstar.
Right.
So if anybody picks this kid, is only to because LeBron James says, wherever my son goes, I'm gonna play with him for 1 year or 2 years. And LeBron could probably play for another 3 years because he's in great shape.
Yeah.
But if a team is gonna pick him, they're only picking him because they want LeBron to play for them. That's the only reason why I see any team picking this guy up in the first 30 picks of the NBA
But
draft.
what's the chances that the Lakers are going to get Junior?
It all depends on where they are, and if I was them, I wouldn't do that
Yeah,
because
because don't you have
there's
to force
more.
yourself to be last place to be first to pick?
Yeah, he's not going to be the number one pick. No way. No team would ever do that because the kid only averaged 5 points a game. He only scored double figures, I think, three times or five times this year. I
Now,
mean, give and take it
let
that
me ask you this.
he did have that heart issue
But
before
let
the
me ask
season
you this.
started.
So say the Clippers have the first round and they pick him.
Okay.
The Lakers want him, so that's even better advantage for the Clippers because now, okay, you want him, give me your first 3 rounds or give me the first 2 rounds for the next 2 years. You know what I mean?
They could do that, but I because that's the only reason why they'd be doing that because they want to keep LeBron. But if I was a Lakers, I'd be like, okay, thank you, LeBron. You brought us a championship. You brought us popularity. You brought in ticket sales because you're LeBron James.
Yeah.
You know, another team, like some sorry team, like New Orleans. I mean, even though they're pretty good, but let's just say the Utah Jazz. Let's say the Utah Jazz drafts LeBron James. Mm-hmm. You're going to see LeBron James Sr. playing for the Utah Jazz because he's going to go wherever his son plays. Because he wants that whole thing about playing with his son. And I think the last father and son tandem that I ever remember really playing together was the Griffies in baseball.
Right.
Yeah. That's the only time, you know. So, but my thing is this is like, he's the kid's better than me. The kid has way more talent than me. Like, the kid is talented, but I would have stayed one more year. He transferred from USC, so he's still going to keep his eligibility. Mm-hmm. That if he does get drafted or he doesn't get drafted, he could probably return to school, maybe go to another school, or maybe go back to USC, but they lost their coach. I think that's maybe one of the main reasons why he decided to transfer, because the coach that recruited him to go there left for another school. So he could either not get drafted, be able to go back to college and play, go to another school, but just he needs, my opinion, because I watch a lot of basketball, you know, he just needs maybe one year to shine. Because this year he didn't shine because, like I said, he had the heart issue and before the season ever started. And it's kind of scary, you know, for being that young and so athletic that could be a raising question for any team wanting to draft him. Okay, let's just say we use our pick. And then a couple months down the line, oh, man, the doctor just came and showed us your medicals. You have this heart condition. You could die. And then that team goes, man, we used this pick on this guy when we could have got that guy. It's a risk taking this kid, you know? They're going to be drafting him on potential and more to get LeBron to play for that team for 2 years. And ticket sales will go up high for this team. Sales, merchandise, you know, it's going to be a moneymaker for whatever team drafts this young man so that the dad can play with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my opinion about that, you know. Maybe in the next couple of weeks we'll talk about the NFL draft because football is going to be around the corner for us.
Oh, yeah.
And like
August is coming up quick.
Yeah, it's going to go by really fast. Like, what, 4 months away?
Yeah.
4 months away, man. Wow, the season just ended.
Let me ask you this. 4 months away. Real quick for basketball again. With LeBron James Jr., who's a better player? Him or Jackie Moon?
Jackie Moon. I think Jackie Moon.
Jackie Moon will take it all the time.
All the time. Jackie Moon. Okay.
All right.
No, but like, I wish this kid luck, man. Like, you know, I mean, this kid doesn't have to play. I mean,
he doesn't even really have to play, dude. Come on.
He's the son of a billionaire.
This right?
LeBron could buy him a team and he could just play on it.
Just let me, Dad, can I just rap?
Don't do that.
Can I just rap, Dad, please? I just want to do that.
Be a rapper.
All right. One more thing. Will Ferrell. There was a TV show called A Deadly Adoption. Did you ever see that one?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
It's a drama thriller with Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig.
Deadly Adoption?
Yeah.
Let me look at it. When was this?
2015. I wanted to ask you that about that last week, but I forgot to bring it up.
A Deadly Adoption. I never heard of it. It's a made-for-television thriller. Never heard of it. It did on Lifetime now. Okay, of course. when you decided to watch this, you watched it, right?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, watch it.
Okay. It came up somewhere on TV that I saw it, okay. And I got like the tail end of it.
Okay, just make sure that you run down to the store and get your box of tampons because it's on the Lifetime Network. I heard, and I'm seeing right now it's on the Lifetime Network. It debuted on Lifetime Network on June 20th, 2015. A Deadly Adoption. I can't see those two being serious actors because they're known for their comedy.
It's just like that one Casa de mi Padre. I saw half of that and I was like, that's a fucking horrible movie.
Casa de mi Padre. Oh, that's a Will Ferrell movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's more known as a comedy, right? I heard of it, but I never saw it because it looks stupid.
Yeah, it is
That's like,
stupid. It
yeah,
was
that's why,
stupid.
like, you know, he, some of his movies haven't been hitting, but some have. That Casa de mi Padre, I looked stupid. That's why I'm looking at this one. I've never heard of it. It was because it was went straight to TV, you know, on
Yeah.
Lifetime. So go get your tampons, okay? When you watch this, let me know how it is.
Oh, I gotta wear a vagina? All right.
Yeah, go put on
I
a
gotta wear
bra and let me know how it is.
I gotta put in the tampon.
There you go.
All right. Then I think it's time for us to end the show. Go ahead and give all your call sign, my brother.
I'm on Instagram at BigJune5000.
And I'm on comic underscore Tony underscore Ariola, ARRERYLA. You could email the show at SIX, the number 2ML at gmail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at 6 to Midnight Lounge. Also, if you can, please follow us on Spotify. Again, 6 to Midnight Lounge. If you have any suggestions, any show ideas, any what was it? A nice letter to us again. Some criticism, we'll take it. We're not going to be mad. We'll work
Trying to
with
get
it.
better. We're trying to get better. Trying to get
All
better.
right. Go ahead and email the show. It's again 6SIX, the number 2ML at gmail.com. And we'll be waiting for your emails. Anything else, Junior?
No, that's it, man.
All right then, brother. Hasta luego. Everybody have a good week. Take care.
Good night.
Night.